Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them
the
free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Hot August nights coming. Prepare for the storm. Election integrity update. Breathe, America. Take off your dirty face diaper and breathe. To vax or not to vax? Is that actually the question? Australia, the down under, is going down under, and a Canadian who totally gets it. Friend, they are crucifying the truth, the killing of truth. And they're doing it today for the same reason they did it then. Remember those Pharisees said, we've got to preserve our place and nation. So let's kill Jesus to make sure we do that. Wait for it. When, tell me, when are you gonna wake up?
When you gonna wake up?
Truth served here. Flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Hot August night's coming, my friend. Prepare for the storm. Arizona is just about to move on revealing what they've discovered in their audit, and it will not be good news for Biden and company. The Arizona Senate has reissued, or has actually sent out new subpoenas, specifically to Dominion Voting Systems and the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, insisting they turn over the routers and access to the machines. So Biden's already preparing us for some kind of cyber attack, and it's believed that this will be cover for the big blackout they're going to try to use to stop the flood of revelations about what went on in the election from saturating the American public and tipping the scales from, it's about 60% now who doubt the results of the election, and moving it on over to about 70-75%. Breathe, America. Take off your dirty face diaper and breathe. Why is it that 60% and growing of Americans refuse to submit to the vaccination manipulation? Here's some evidence communists are beginning to give up on any claim the vaccines work. I'm talking about the Democrat communists. Biden credited Trump with the COVID-19 vaccine. I guess facts change depending on whether or not you're the one in the White House, right? Because during the campaign, remember, Biden told Americans they could not trust a vaccine produced by Trump's Warp Speed program. But my, aren't they pushing it now? So why won't most Americans take any of these clowns seriously anymore? Actually, it shouldn't be a surprise. Biden is all about wear your mask and get vaxxed, right? The same guys implemented policies that allow illegals to flood into Texas and other red states to be released into our population without masks and without being vaccinated, and many of whom, we know, are COVID positive. What? Why we simply don't believe you, CDC, Biden, et al. CDC relaxes mask recommendations and then gets pressured by the teachers union to recommend masks for children. And they decide to change course again under the pressure of the teachers union. Only this time they felt some kind of compunction to sort of offer some scientific basis for their shifting in their policy. So they pulled out a study they had received out of India that had been rejected by peer review. And by the way, it was a study of a vaccine that we don't even use in the United States. Man, have these people lost their credibility or what? They changed the status of the study from rejected to revised and then try to pawn it off as some kind of a computer glitch. Give me a break. Are we done with these liars yet? These hyenas? Did you hear the latest? CDC justified new mask guidance based on a vaccine study that was listed as failing peer review and on a vaccine not even used in the United States. You got that? I know I'm repeating myself, but this is just so amazing. It bears repeating. The study was rejected. The teachers' union pressured CDC to change course on masks and recommend them again. So the CDC digs up a scientific study to justify their changing course. And it turns out it was a study rejected in peer review and on a vaccine we don't even use. These people are shameless. No, really, they're shameful liars. They've been manipulating you from the beginning. Remember, Fauci said, you don't need to wear a mask. And then he said, well, you need to wear a mask. And when he was asked about this flip-flop, he explained it in terms, well, that everyone could understand. Well, he wanted to avoid a run on masks because the doctors and nurses needed them. What? In other words, he lied to you and did it for your own good. Now, if you're okay with that, that's why I'm not. Well, Mr. Fauci, now that I know you are a liar by your own admission, and even worse, someone who would use his position of honor and authority to manipulate the public? Well, sir, you are fired. Now, we don't work for you. We don't live under your authority. You work for us. So, and listen, they're not done. As we approach Zero Day, the enemies of our liberties are digging in, entrenching themselves, and gearing up for a major fight to the finish. What is Zero Day? Well, friend, that's the day the future of America will be determined. It will be released from the hand of God into hell, as all nations that forget God are, or it will be given another extension and a rebirth of liberty. It's when the election fraud is fully revealed and the communist coup is fully exposed, and the people decide whether it's better to be red than dead or better to be dead than red. It's the day of reckoning when America will decide to sit down and accept a stolen election, surrender to the loss of our right to choose who represents us in government, to yield to the elites who will decide for us. It's the day of reckoning when Americans will decide to take this country back under our Constitution and reaffirm our founding principles, or will this generation kowtow to the elite ruling class and become animals in their farm, you know, where we live to feed them, where they are our masters and we are their kept cattle who wear their brand. It's the day we discover whether there is any Patrick Henry left in our American blood. Now, any like Wallace, whose cry in A.D. 1298, yeah, was heard echoing in the declaration of Patrick Henry so many centuries later. Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Zero Day is the day we discover whether there are patriots left who will hear the call to stand against the rise of tyranny in our generation. Our enemy slyly taunts us to forfeit reason and yield to passion. Beware, it's a snare. Keep your wits. I know it's difficult. I'm challenged from time to time in this matter. Do not let them succeed to turn us against one another. It's a ruse to distract us from the true enemy. These wicked rulers, godless, who want us fighting one another, so we don't unite and turn our eyes fully on what they're up to. The effort to turn Americans against one another takes a new turn now. You know, critical race theories kind of getting shut down, shouted down. But they turn adroitly to another device to pit unvaccinated against the vaccinated, and vice versa. A journalist for The Mail tweets, quote, the anti-vaxxers had their fun. They're now engaged in open incitement to murder. It's time for arrests, prosecutions, and serious jail time, end quote. Really? Like old Dershowitz, remember, who said last year that the government can literally drag you to a hospital and plunge a needle into your arm. Where did these Nazis come from? Remember that a lot of Nazis fled to Australia and were brought into America too, and the CIA employed them here. That explains a lot, doesn't it? These Nazis need to join their fellow Australians. Yeah. Where they're sending out the brown shirts into the streets of Australia to enforce, like stormtroopers in stormtrooper fashion, trampling upon the rights of the people to terrorize them into submission to the tyranny that has risen in the land of Australia. And some among them are calling for the unvaccinated to be interred in segregated colonies until they decide the pandemic is over. Perhaps the FEMA camps we've heard about will get some use. Communist taxpayers will be pleased to know their investment isn't going to waste. Are you paying attention, my friends? When the mask mandates first began, I was confused. I've been around a while, you know, and I remember being told masks are only useful in settings where the concern is splatter or bacterium transmission in the diseased environment of a hospital. You know, where you can expect a concentration of these bacterium. They're not adequate for virions or virus particles from COVID that are 0.12 microns in size. Take any mask you make from cloth or buy from your pharmacy or that your doctor's office typically hands out to you when you go in or to the hospital and so on, and then go stand by your fireplace with it on, open the door briefly, let a little smoke out, and guess what? You're going to smell the smoke. Well, friend, wood smoke is 0.3 to 0.7 microns in size. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Your typical face diaper is not going to block any virus, including the COVID virus. The COVID virus is almost 3 times smaller than the smaller wood smoke particle. If you can smell smoke through your mask, any COVID particles floating around you or being breathed onto you by someone else is passing through your mask like a bumblebee through a chain link fence. But let me tell you what you are blocking, what your mask is catching and collecting. Well, it's collecting all sorts of bacterium. Some parents were concerned about their children being required to wear masks at school all day. They got together and conducted a little experiment of their own. They washed the masks and sent their children off to school dutifully wearing their masks throughout the day according to the guidelines of their school. When the children came home, the parents collected the masks and took them to a lab to be examined. And here's what was found on those clean masks after one school day: pneumonia, tuberculosis, meningitis, and sepsis, food poisoning from E. coli, diphtheria, Lyme disease, and urinary tract infections. What? Let's look at this experiment a little more closely. Surely, not all of these disease-causing agents were found on every mask they examined. That seems a little suspicious. Let's see. But it's not good, friends. Listen to this. Half the masks were contaminated with one or more strains of pneumonia-causing bacteria. One third were contaminated with one or more strains of meningitis. Another third were contaminated with other antibiotic-resistant bacterial pathogens. Oh, and this does not count the less dangerous pathogens, you know, the type that cause fever, ulcers, acne, yeast infection, strep throat, periodontal disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever. What? And others. These kids began the day with a freshly washed mask by the end of one school day. They had collected so much disease-causing bacteria, you would think they'd been soaked in a bucket of it. These were children aged 6 to 11, by the way, attending in-person classes. For a control on this study, one mask that had been washed but not worn and a t-shirt worn by one of the students were presented with the other masks to the lab. No pathogens at all were found on the control items. This is especially a problem when it's hot out and the kids sweat, you know. You are literally sticking a face diaper on their little faces. It's disgusting. And now this ridiculous clown, Biden's Surgeon General, comes out with this. Quote, parents should wear masks at home with their kids and outside. When are you going to be done with this? There is no science and there is no lawful support for any of this nonsense. You know, just because the public health leaders say, that's not science and that certainly isn't law. Science isn't the pronouncement of scientists. Science is the study that supports and validates the pronouncements. And they won't show that to you, will they? When they're asked for that, they equivocate, crawfish, and dodge the question. They never direct us to a specific scientific study. The only time they did is when they were trying to prove hydroxychloroquine was dangerous to use as a therapeutic for COVID, and then we found out that scientific study was a farce. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release noneparephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage. The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. I did not have time to finish with the parents' experiment I mentioned in the last segment. I pointed out that some parents from Gainesville, Florida, by the way, washed their students' masks, sent them to school, and after one day of wearing a clean mask following the school's guidelines, they collected the masks, sent them to the University of Florida's Spectrometry Research and Education Center to have them examined. Well, they found all sorts of serious disease-causing pathogens embedded in the masks. Anyone would be concerned about strapping a mask onto their children's faces that was full of disease-causing bacteria. However, Dr. Rosanna Rosa, infectious disease specialist in Miami, Florida, zeroed in on the presence of pneumonia-infected particles accumulated on the masks and said, any concern about transmission is, quote, non-existent, end quote. And I've got the documentation here. She explained that pneumonia transmission, quote, tends to develop through aspirating, end quote. Now, aspiration occurs when you, when something you eat or swallow gets drawn into your airway instead of going down your esophagus. She explained that in terms of wearing a mask, the respiratory droplets you exhale that land on the inside of your mask that you then breathe back in will not give you bacterial pneumonia, end quote. Now, that's curious. If you suck pneumonia-infected bacteria droplets directly into your lungs, then there are no worries. But if you are attempting to swallow something that contains this bacteria, well, it goes down the wrong pipe, enters your lungs. Well, then that's a problem. Well, okay. She's the infectious disease expert. So I have a question. Why are we then concerned about anyone breathing in our exhaled droplets? Right? Think about that. It's like these establishment doctors. Now, I don't know Dr. Rosa. She might not be an establishment doctor, and strictly speaking, but it's like these doctors these days to blow a bunch of smoke in your face and keep you kind of confused and going along with all this nonsense and say, oh, they're going to support this whole thing. So you believe them or you don't. Now, I don't know how many times we have to be lied to and have to catch these people lying to us before we decide that we need to start studying these things out for ourselves and trust our own judgment. But that's up to you, of course. But it seems to me odd that you could breathe in your own droplets infected with pneumonia bacteria and it won't bother you. But if you breathe them out and somebody else breathes it, then what? But anyway, here's where we're heading if we don't stand up to this nonsense right now. Australia, the down under, is going down under, sending the military out into the streets to enforce their mask mandate. Some kind-hearted liberals are now in America calling for those who refuse to accept the vaccine push to be hauled off in boxcars to the FEMA concentration camps for isolation. Now, I can hear somebody going, we never said you're going to be hauled off in a boxcar. We never said you're going to go to a FEMA concentration. Yeah, right. You just said you want to put us in a colony separated from everybody else. You see, if you refuse to be vaccinated, according to these people, you're committing murder. What? We just heard from an infectious disease specialist who told us breathing in bacteria-infected droplets won't make you sick, but breathing in a virus will. Okay. But we learned that masks will not block something so small as a virion or a virus particle. And now we're learning that 35,000 fully vaccinated people are getting sick every week. 35,000 weekly. Here's the documentation. You've got to be kidding me. 35,000 Americans getting, now listen to this, it's important also, symptomatic COVID-19 per week. They're showing symptoms despite being vaccinated. Well, where are you getting these numbers? These numbers come from the CDC. So how many people are getting polio after they receive the polio vaccine? Right? It might surprise you actually to learn that, as a matter of fact, when the polio vaccine was first rolled out in the mid-50s, the project was scrubbed after several children came down with polio. It turned out that one lab had released a bad batch. When this happened, by the way, they pulled the vaccine off the market and stopped the jabs, right? And I think it was only like 10 children who actually died because, which is bad news, but you see what I mean? 10 children, that's all it took, they pulled it off. It was not until the 60s that they came back with a vaccine that worked correctly. Now we have a different sort of government, apparently, with a clearly different agenda. The CDC is hiding the numbers of breakthrough cases of COVID for the fully vaccinated. And they're fudging the reports of deaths that are occurring among those fully vaccinated. A whistleblower from inside the CDC network is claiming the actual number of deaths by COVID among the fully vaccinated is in the neighborhood of 45,000 people. If my memory serves, only 10 died from that bad batch of polio vaccine and they shut it down. In 1976, only 53 died from the vaccine that was being distributed for the swine flu, and the government shut down the operation. Well, today, CDC admits to 6,000 fully vaccinated people dying from COVID, but they just keep on trucking with this one, man. It appears we have developed a much greater tolerance of death by government-sponsored injections, but that should not be surprising from a generation of political leaders who are the type that would require, by law, elder care facilities to admit COVID-positive patients when they were told, these wicked leaders were told this would lead to deaths and the sickness of others in their care. And that's Newsom, Cuomo, Whitmer, Wolf, and Murphy, blue states all. Here's a Canadian that totally gets it.
Don't need a mask. The mask is about compliance because they know Canadians like to do what they're told. So if they tell you you have to wear a mask, next they're going to tell you you have to contact trace. Then they're going to tell you you have to take the vaccine. And because Canadians like to do what they're told, they're hoping that everyone just complies. And then guess what, kids? Once you take your vaccine, like a dumb person that doesn't know any better, they're going to tell you, sorry, the vaccine isn't as effective as we thought it was going to be. So now you still got to wear your mask, still got to get contact trace, still have all the restrictions and social distancing, and still take your vaccine. And then what did you get out of all of this? You got a whole year where you weren't allowed to travel. Your business was closed. They took your rights and freedoms. They forced the vaccine on you. And what happened? The same amount of people died. Everything is the exact same. And now they're going to put you back on lockdown and bring it all the way till July of next year so they can do the same thing again. Bring it from July, August, and September, getting you off lockdown, but just to bring you back on lockdown again. If you idiots haven't figured it out yet, it's a perpetual cycle that you never get out of. And it's a way to take your rights, your freedoms, close your business, take your wealth. Why? So you become dependent on government. Why? If you're independent, the government works for you like it's supposed to. If you depend on the government to give you a paycheck to feed your family every month because they closed your business on you, now the government doesn't work for you. The government rules you. So instead of a middle class, we have the government, upper class, and the lower class dependents that rely on the government to survive. In other words, we have a slave class. And that's what they're trying to do. It's that simple.
Thank God some are awake. Here's a Texas governor who gets it recently. Governor Abbott in Texas signed a law that bans mask mandates and vaccine mandates in the Lone Star State. And we know DeSantis gets it. He signed a similar law a while back. So when will the rest of us get it? You know what we're witnessing is the killing of truth. Some of you who know your New Testament might remember that when Jesus was being crucified, Caiaphas, the high priest then, explained to everybody in that assembly when they were making the decision to crucify him. He said that, "You don't understand anything, do you?" He was talking down to those of his peers. He said, "Don't you know that it is necessary that one man die and that we preserve our place and our nation?" Caiaphas and the rest of his cohorts were concerned about their place and their nation. And what we have today is a party who's so concerned about their place, their position, their holding of power, and their nation, that is, the nation as they conceive it, as they perceive it to be, the anti-America Americans. They are so intent on preserving their place and their position and their power that they are willing to crucify truth. I grew up with Bob Dylan. Well, I don't mean with him like across the street from me, but you know what I mean. One of my favorite albums as a kid was Highway 61 Revisited. You know, like a Rolling Stone and the rest of them. I was amazed. Later on, I became a Christian and got into ministry and so on. And so I was amazed when I heard that he had turned to Christ, a little stint there, where he was writing some gospel or some Christian songs. And he produced one album. He might have produced a sequel to this. I don't remember. But I went out and bought this one because I wanted to see what this was all about. It was called Slow Train Coming. Well, you know, the old familiar bard had a prophetic message to the churches in his song, "When You Gonna Wake Up." Now, I'm not sure how much theology Bob Dylan ever accumulated. I don't know how thoroughly immersed he was in Jesus' letters to the seven churches, but he sure grasped a very important message right there. When are you gonna wake up?
When you gonna wake up?
I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. It's lights on if you see the lights are on, and you will ride like a revere and spread the warning. Essentially means you agree with what I'm saying. Or you can say lights off. And that means you reject what I'm saying. Disagree strongly with me, perhaps. Some call and say the lights are blinking. But anyway, what will it be today? Lights on or lights off? You can email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. You can also subscribe there to have the brain massage sent to your inbox when it's posted on Friday nights. And when you follow that link, you can get to my notes that provide all my documentation as well. And that's brainmassage.net. Find the contact button, send me an email. You can leave a message for me on our Lights On hotline. You can call me at 805-314-2114. And if you want me to call you back, let me know and I will. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I will be in my pulpit this Sunday. I'll see you in church.
Go to GodsWar2020.com. The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World.